Okay, so the first thing we like to do is make sure we have the right band in. This is the formal part of the interview starting now. Make sure we have the right band in the studio, that you didn't just show up off the street. So would you identify yourselves, please, from stage right to stage left?
Well, I'm stage right. I'm Scott. I play guitar and sing a little bit.
And you knew stage right. That was
I'm
a test.
Right, yeah.
That was a test right there. It was an aptitude test. Go ahead.
I'm Ailey. I play bass and mandolin.
There you go.
I'm Adele. I sing.
And I'm Dave, and I play drums.
All accounted for. Now, I saw the world premiere of a film you probably are dying to see, Walk the Line. Was he really big in Scotland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, he's big everywhere. I mean, country music in general was quite big in Scotland. Yeah. There's we've got our own kind of Grand Old Opry.
What's it called?
Grand Old Opry. So yeah, and especially in the 60s, it was quite a popular form of music.
Really? So it's the Scottish Grand... Now, I didn't know... Is it in Dublin?
In Glasgow.
In Glasgow.
Really?
Dublin's in Ireland.
I gotcha. We're two for two, you see? You see, I'm
That's
on top...
That's our aptitude test.
I'm on top of this. I just want to see if we can pin the meters with laughter here. All right. But no, I think you'll be blown away. And the most amazing thing is Reese Witherspoon, plays June Carter, and she's really good.
Is she good?
I've heard she's good.
And he and they both sing their own parts. And then they were both going to quit the film because they didn't think they were going to be able to make it work, and they did.
Wow.
And it's incredible. So you kind of had to wait for the scene in Ireland, Glasgow, to to catch up with the kind of music that you wanted to make. Am I correct there to a certain extent? Because the scene, and I know you're on the same label with those FF guys and touring with them and all of that, but let's face it, you do something a little different. To say the least. Mm-hmm. So can you guys talk about that a little bit?
I guess whenever we started the band, which is maybe about 4.5 years ago now, in Glasgow, Glasgow's always had really good music locally, to go and see in pubs and things. But when we were kind of starting out, there wasn't a lot of variety then. It was the kind of 2000, that kind of period, and a lot of it was kind of still post-rock, things like Mogwai, like that kind of stuff, And yeah, we just wanted to make music that we weren't really hearing, and it was a little bit, more upbeat and slightly more.
Because you're more of a rock and roll band, and I'm underlining the roll part in the classic term of a rock and roll band versus a rock band.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, so that's why we kind of started the band. Really, was to play that stuff that we just weren't hearing whenever we were going out to pubs or clubs. It's just one of those. It's just the kind of music that we like. A lot of the darker stuff.
Johnny Cash was dark.
Yeah, sure, and had a lot of light as well.
Yes.
I tend to find that music that has its dark and light sides. That's not all just frilly, breezy stuff. It's somehow got a lot more depth to it. So
my favorite dark dance song, I was just thinking about it, is "To Cut a Long Story Short," by not Ultravox, the other guys. But it's dark as all hell, and you find yourself dancing to it, and you're like, cool, I'm dying as I'm dancing here.
Well, like Pet Shop Boys. And things like that.
Pet Shop Boys. West End Girls, that's a dark song. Deep, deep, deep song. I can tell where this, I see the balance here. It's kind of going like this. He's just going to blurt out very short little pithy things, and when he says them, they're just going to affect the entire rest of the room, and it's all going to be over. Okay, tell me every instrument that is played in this band. I know it's a bit more than guitars and drums, and there's a little bit of formal training in the mix, I do believe. None whatsoever? A little classical schooling in there, or is that just in the bio and it's a big lie?
It's a complete myth. I don't know where that came from. It's a myth.
It's a myth? Did you say it's a myth or a myth?
Myth.
I know, I gotcha.
I'm absolutely, completely not classically trained whatsoever.
But you'd be forgiven for thinking so.
Well,
I don't know.
You do have a little bit more than guitar and drums in this band.
We use mandolin, and in the early days we used to have organ and kind of electric piano and things like that, and even... We have accordion at one point. We had a bit of accordion.
Played a couple of shows with an accordion.
Wait, there's violin as well on the first record.
It's Garage Cabaret that bounces like Zebedee on pills and is as tight and glossy as two coats of nail varnish. I don't know. I don't really.
Where's that from?
I do a buff. Vocalist, guitarist Adele Bethel, and did I pronounce your name? Is it Bethel? Did I do it right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See, and I do Bethel. And bass is Mandolinus. I'm not even going to try here. I'm going to blow your first name so Lennon's easy. Swan around the stage in shiny cocktail dresses like high-class hookers at a debutante ball.
That's so out of order.
So, thank you. Right on cue. So let's start with Garage Cabaret and then move on to the high-class hookers.
Garage Cabaret, that's kind of...
Garage Cabaret.
Wow. What they mean. But where are these from? Are these like
that was magazines? Actually from the that big festival, that big, you know.
Oh, South by Southwest.
No, the really big festival. You know that one you guys have in England.
Glastonbury.
Oh yeah, that one. No, I was kidding. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it from Glastonbury?
Yes, it is.
All right. Okay.
So that's to get people to go see you.
I see.
High class hookers in dresses and.
I guess it just makes it more fun, doesn't it? You know, it's more. It makes it feel more like a rock show when you're kind
of... There's a couple of bands that'll go nameless, but one in particular who I'm a big fan of, and I've been really helping them. They got signed and everything. And I said to them, could you guys at least get a T-shirt that has, you know, less than 12 holes in it? They're like, but we're comfortable. And I mean, I know that's rock and roll, but when you really think about it, think about Johnny Cash. You know, he came up with, you know, I'm going to wear the black shirt, and that's going to be me. And, you know, the Beatles wore friggin' suits. Everybody forget, you know, and the Stones, too, originally... You know,
I think it's nice when people make an effort. I think it's good to go and see a band that have made an effort and tried to make it more of an event.
Yeah. But even bands that wear like t-shirts and stuff like that, I mean, that's a costume as well. I mean, yeah. That's part of their whole image. You know?
It's different strokes for different folks, and I mean, you wouldn't want to.
That was very nice of you.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to go see Sonic Youth in suits, you know? It's that kind of thing. It's just whatever. Yeah. It's different things for different
people.
That'd
be kind of surprising, wouldn't it?
It would be.
That'd be quite cool.
I've seen Kim Gordon really dress up before.
Yeah, I've seen her dress up.
The new album, I wasn't repulsed. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
You tried to repulse me. I liked it. But tell me about my friend Edwin Collins. What did he offer in terms of the sound of the record? Let's skip back a little bit because your first record is being re-released. Am I correct?
When we signed to Domino, we made the decision to bring it out properly.
Right.
So that people could afford it in Scotland.
Right. There you go.
Elsewhere.
Right.
It's already out. I mean, it's been out over here for about a year, the first one, Love the Cup.
Right.
And that one's just been released. The Repulsion Box has just come out in the States.
Yeah, very new, exactly.
But yeah, Edwin didn't do that one. It was a guy called Victor Van Voot who produced that record. But we worked with Edwin on a single called Dance Me In.
I had a dream about Edwin Collins last night, actually.
I had a dream about him last week.
And
did you have a dream about him?
He was at a
How
festival
about you?
With us.
Recently.
Okay.
Not,
okay, can we hear the dreams? Come on, this is none of my questions, but this is good.
I was dreaming that we were at a festival. I don't know if it was Glastonbury or not, but Edwin... had come along to see us, and I just remember us sitting in the kind of, you know, the artist hospital area with Edwin, and he was wearing like a cream suit, and he was just sitting having a drink, and we were just chatting about rubbish. That's all I can remember, really.
There you go.
It's not very, not a very interesting dream.
So wait, chatting about rubbish, like actual garbage, like, you know, well, I threw away some milk the other day, and then I threw away, never mind. Okay. There's some stuff in my rubbish that I... No. What was your dream? Did you chat about rubbish?
No, it was just really bizarre. Me and my friend Blair were driving around and Edwin was in the bonnet of the car talking to us. I don't know why.
It was a nice path to go down. I'm not sure. It got us rubbish and talking, but it was worth a try. Now, is this the first full U.S. tour? Full on? You've done it before, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, we did two big tours last year.
Do you have a real bus?
No, we don't.
We have I won't tell you the make, but
we have a van.
It's a comfy van.
Is it comfy? At least it's a comfy van.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's comfy enough.
CD player.
It's got a CD player.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's got a CD player. Then that's cool. So you've done this before. And you were like, yeah, great, get to drive around the United States, play the tunes for 45 minutes.
That's great. I'm looking forward to Austin.
Are there any cities where you've just been kind of like, oh, man, can we skip this one?
Detroit.
Yeah, I know. You're not I can see that, because Detroit's like, nah, nah. Yeah.
It's not even that. I mean, I love the music from Detroit. It's just, it's a really depressing city, you know?
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the people that...
Have to live downtown or whatever.
We like Toronto.
Toronto's a good town.
We like Chicago.
This is one of my little tricks. I can't resist doing this. You ever been to allmusic.com?
Mm. Yeah.
This is, you know, remember, people go to this and they want to learn about the band, mm-hmm. right? And they usually have someone write a review, and your review is, you know, you have a rough cast folk rock sound similar to the likes of Smog and Cat Power, which I'm not really sure where that. Mm-hmm. You ready for your moods?
Yeah.
Here you go. Energetic, reflective, amiable, good-natured, freewheeling, organic, rousing, passionate, rollicking, confident, earnest, and intense. What would you like to own?
Spot on.
That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Who is that, like, all music that make that up?
Or yeah, they do. They actually have like 100 moods, and then they vote what your moods are. Mm-hmm. Really? You want to be? Are you amiable and good natured?
We
yet
are.
Rollicking and intense sounds like a bad, you know, bad wine or something.
We can be amiable.
I think we can. Yeah.
I think as people we're amiable. I don't know about
as
a band.
I don't know about musically though.
I don't know if we're that amiable as a band.
We're not too bad. I like the fact it says earnest, because people have been picking up on that a bit recently, that, you know, we're kind of honest and not over-earnest, but mm-hmm. kind of...
How about organic? What the heck is organic?
Yeah,
I mean, you did say you had some organ in the band, so I suppose that could be.
We don't use a lot of effects, or, you know, there's not 20 guitars on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess like the way we recorded that record was quite organic. You know, it was just all completely live in a room with just mics up and, you know, that's...
But was it digital? It was digital?
Little analog, but it wasn't like...
Recorded to tape.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Cool.
But we're not blue-blooded, like, must be tape.
Last thing we do, this is a trademark of this show, so the pressure's on.
Is this a secret thing?
We're going to do a thing called a musical sandwich. Two of your songs are the bread, so you get to pick two of your songs, but then the fillings are yours.
Why don't we have Dance Me In?
Okay, there you go.
And why don't we have...
Monsters.
Monsters.
Okay, yeah. That'll work. I know those two songs.
And how about Shock-Headed Peter's I Blood Brother B?
Okay.
And Sinner Man by Nina Simone.
The Return of Evil Bill.
Okay. Need lots more. We got that.
I'd like Fleetwood Mac, The Chain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. What happens in that song is amazing, because it just builds and builds and builds, and then it just gets to a point where the meter just goes boom, and there you are. And it really rocks.
It's amazing.
See, and I could have faked it. You would have thought I didn't know that song, but I know that song. I'm old enough to know that song.
What
can you play White Knuckle Ride by Daniel Dax?
Sure.
What about The Four Carnation? Moonbeams.
Okay.
Sleep the Clock Around by Belle and Sebastian.
What about Kiss Off by the Violent Femmes?
There you go. They're still around, you know. They're touring.
Yeah, yeah.
They're touring.
I love to see them.
Who else?
What about Gut Feeling by Devo?
There you go. Can't go wrong with this. Is gonna be now. Think of what this is all gonna sound like. This is gonna be pretty wild.
You play Teenage Kicks for John Peel,
of course.
Garbage Man by the Cramps. What's he building in there by Tom Waits?
As Tears Go By by Marianne Faithfull.
Oh, I think we should just go right there. There you go.